West Virginia is registered as an organ donor. From the newsroom, I'm Tony Allen.
This report is sponsored by Red Pilled America.
I-70 eastbound from the 16th Street exit to the Ogilby exit is closed for the Fulton Bridge replacement project. There are also intermittent lane restrictions along I-70 from the Marion Street exit in Bridgeport to the West Virginia-Pennsylvania state line. And there will be lane restrictions on Route 2 just south of Moundsville for repairs to the Lindsay Bridge. Obey the speed limit and expect delays in those areas, and use alternate routes and detours whenever possible. With your road report, I'm Corey Klug.
It's time to tell our side of the story.
I'm Patrick Krelchie.
And I'm Adriana Cortez, and we're the hosts of Red Pilled America, a good old-fashioned storytelling show you won't find in Hollywood.
Listen to Red Pilled America every week on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, give my man Chris Fogle a call at Epic Restoration if you have water, fire, smoke, mold, or sewer damage. Chris and his crew will take care of you 24-7 in Belmont, Ohio, and Marshall counties and parts of Jefferson and Monroe. Epic Restoration is located in Martins Ferry. It's a full-service restoration company that also utilizes SteraMist binary ionization technology, which disinfects your home, business, school, or hospital against influenza, the coronavirus, and other viral threats. Take it from Bloom Daddy. Call Chris at Epic Restoration right now for a free evaluation.
This is the McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Your identity is precious. Never give out your social security number to a caller.
Need cash? Wheeling Coin and Hobby buys gold, silver, and coins at the best prices. Stop in today.
Business is booming, and your local Domino's Pizza is hiring delivery experts. Every day is payday at Domino's, so join the team, and you can earn as much as $15 or more an hour with a flexible schedule. Apply online at applydominoes.easyapply.co. So remember, business is booming at your local Domino's Pizza, and they are hiring delivery experts. So come join their team and make every day a payday where you can earn as much as $15 plus or more an hour with a flexible schedule. Apply now at applydominoes.easyapply.co.
Wheeling Tire repairs brakes. More info online at wheelingtire.com.
United Dairy, it's the only brand I buy. Why? Because the owner's my best friend. I'm kidding. I mean, he is, but that's not the reason I buy it. It's called freshness. It's called quality. And that's why when you open my refrigerator, you will see nothing but United Dairy products. Milk, orange juice, popsicles, anything with that United Dairy label on it, I know is going to be fantastic. So yes, Bloom Daddy is buddies with James Carson, one of the owners, even though he probably won't admit it. But again, my friendship, it only goes so far. It's about quality and freshness. So buy United Dairy.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson. Here's what's trending on the iHeart Sports Network.
Presented by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection.
The Pirates were beaten up by the Padres. They head to Milwaukee tonight to start a three-game series against the Brewers. Hockey, the Penguins lose in a shootout to Philadelphia. Kobe Bryant will be presented by Michael Jordan next month at the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Jordan spoke at the Lakers Stars Memorial last year. At the RBC Heritage on Hilton Head, Aussie Cameron Smith leads headed to day two after a career-low 62 yesterday. I'm Matt McCoy.
Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Promo code RISK.
News Radio 1170, WWVA. Severe Weather Team 9 forecast.
A widely scattered shower is possible on this Friday. Otherwise, it stays gray and chilly. High temperatures struggle to get back to 50 degrees this afternoon. Friday night, a mostly cloudy sky, lows in the upper 30s. Partly sunny to cloudy Saturday with highs in the middle to upper 50s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Bloom Daddy.
Bloom Daddy, King of Stink, Sam, and Otis. It's time for Rapid Fire with the big guy. What do you have for us today?
Well, I happened to see this somewhere, and it kind of sparked my interest, and I said, well, maybe we'll use this as the Rapid Fire topic, and it's, what is the most expensive mistake you ever caused? Most expensive mistake you ever caused.
Okay, so for me, off the top of my head, the reason I remember this is because it cost... It was, I think, about $2,000. I was in my house at the time, in my vehicle, attached garage. I get in, I get in my vehicle. I'm sitting there messing around. I put it in reverse, right into the garage door. I forgot to put it open. I mean, I backed right in.
Wow.
Buckled it.
How old?
But, I mean, 35.
Oh, so it wasn't like you were 16 or 17.
No. I'm 34, 35. No, if my kid would have done this, I'd have killed him. And then here I am. It was just a brain fart. I forgot. I usually, you know, get in. First thing you do, you reach up, hit the garage door clicker. Door goes up, you back out. I got in there. I think I was on the phone, messing around. Just put it in reverse, hit the gas, and I hit it pretty hard. And, man, did I mash that garage door. I was not happy with myself at all. Sam, what about you?
Okay, brand new lawn tractor.
Uh-oh.
And wasn't paying attention and came upon, on the edge of the grass line, this half-cut tree stump still in the ground, but it was small.
So you thought you were just going to whack it?
I didn't even see it.
Okay.
It was in the fall. It just went run it all.
That's a hell of a sound that tractor makes, isn't it?
It was bad. Husband comes running out of the garage, and the whole undercarriage of the mower portion just ripped off,
okay.
Bent.
So be honest right here on the show. You thought that would just go and just take the top right off of it, didn't you?
No.
You saw it, and you purposefully ran it over.
No, I really wasn't paying attention.
How much did it end up costing?
A new mower.
Oh
yeah. It was bad. Because I zone out on those things. I just like, you know.
Like in here?
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Can you think?
I got married.
That is twice.
Twice. Yeah. The second time. My second time my wife was going to college. And needed money for books and this and that. And I said, here's a credit card. Just use it.
Oh.
Well, 2 years later, after we got divorced, and that credit card wasn't paid off, I had to pay it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Quite a
being
few
married,
thousand.
Being married could definitely be considered a very expensive mistake. Otis, what about you?
Well, the one that I will admit to, probably not the two that cost the most, but this would be the one that I admit to. It was right before we were working in my other job. And we were doing some underage compliance checks. And because I was getting ready to go on vacation, the person that I worked with, I said, hey, do you mind taking the money, doing it, adding it up, and sending the check back in and doing this and doing that? And he said, no problem. So all the stuff was sitting on the front seat of my vehicle on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and I grabbed my iPad, because we always use an iPad, and I set it on the roof of the car, which I never put anything on the roof of my car for this reason. And so I go and I give him the money, we do blah, blah, blah. Throw the stuff in the back seat, drive off. iPad's gone.
Oh, my.
And it was funny because I went around the turn, and the underage that was with me, he's like, I said, what was that? And he goes, I have no idea. I said, it sounded like baseballs bouncing around on top of the roof. You know, like you know what it sounds like when a bucket of baseball spills?
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. Well, here it was this iPad banging off the luggage racks, and I had no idea that it was up there. And I finally realized it when I got home. So, you know, I don't know what a brand new iPad costs.
But the worst part about everything we just spoke about is as soon as it happens, you sit there and you go, how could I have been so stupid?
Yeah. Like, well, as soon as you find out.
Yeah, as soon as you find out, you're like, how? What? And if it was somebody else in your family, oh, the hands would be around the neck and you'd be squeezing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if your husband did that with the mower, you would have been, you dumb SOB. It would have been going on forever, right?
And that's a horrible sound.
Yes.
FYI.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt. All right, rapid fire topic number two from the big guy has to do with Otis always likes music. So what's number two?
Okay, so number two is, if your life depended on it.
Mm-hmm.
What song could you sing from beginning to end without it making any mistakes? So, in other words, you're somewhere, somebody's got a gun to your head, you have to sing a song from beginning to end without making a mistake.
Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king on the microphone, so is Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks. Take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley-oop.
The pick and roll. The give and take.
It's basketball. A Mr. Curtis blow. I could do that one.
The whole song. I don't want to hear the whole song.
Do you want me to keep going?
No. The rule was no one will sing.
Well, that wasn't singing.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Sam, what's yours?
Walk like an Egyptian, because it's all whistling.
No, it's not. There's a lot of it that is. Stink, what's the song you could sing from beginning to end?
First of all, I was in a band, so I was a lead singer. I had to know.
Oh, God.
But the easiest.
How bad was that band?
Listen,
you know, in fairness, they were good from what I hear back in the day.
One song I could sing from beginning to end, Happy Birthday.
Oh.
Well, he's got us on a technicality. Otis, what's yours?
Tequila.
Shocker.
Now, I could probably, there's probably about two or three that I could do, and I would say either 10th Avenue Freeze Out by Bruce Springsteen or Cherry Bomb by John Mellencamp.
Let's go to Bobby in Wheeling, wants to talk about an expensive mistake. Bobby, what'd you do?
Hey, it wasn't me. It was my ex. She decided to mow the lawn one day while I was out at work, and she mowed over the water valve and cut it off.
What was your water bill?
I have no idea because I didn't pay attention to that. I'm like, holy crap, she called me from work. I came home, got everything shut off, called, they have it fixed. And then she decided to trim the grass around the air conditioner and cut the wires with a pair of scissors. Jeez. All the thermostat wires and everything. So I not only had the water bill, but the air conditioner.
Oh.
I would have kept her away from anything, any sharp objects.
I understand why you're divorced.
That's a couple reasons, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, okay, I am done. You're not doing anything. Go sit down, have a bonbon, watch over. I'm done.
Have a bonbon.
All right, Bobby, thanks. 800-624-1170. Sam, the average woman pops how many pimples in her lifetime? 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000? Lifetime. 4,153 pimples. The average American woman pops a total of 65 pimples annually. This is really disgusting, but since so many people love Dr. Pimple Popper, I thought I'd throw this in here. So I put it on Facebook, Bloom Daddy on Facebook. I said, what is the most disgusting thing you've ever popped or removed from your body? Kathleen said, I've got a scar on my forehead from my youth. In my later years, a small hole developed in the center. Occasionally, I squeeze it, and about a one-inch white worm-like ribbon comes out of it. I sometimes wonder if I'm losing brain matter. Mike said, ingrown beer, hair-infected, got MRSA. Had it surgically opened to drain. When they took the wick out, I was able to squeeze what seemed like a pint of mayonnaise out of my jaw. Tony Boyle on my stomach still have an indentation. Pretty gross. Andrew said, while riding four-wheelers, I had a stick rammed through my finger. I thought I got it all out. A week later, it was all swelled up. Squeezed it. A two-inch piece of wood came out. Jill said, dang, I guess I was lucky. I might have had one or two zits so far, and I'm pushing 60. Deb, I was a Navy corpsman. Did dozens of abscesses when stationed in San Diego. It was everybody's favorite thing to do, even though they were so gross. That's the thing about, like, Dr. Pimple Popper and some of this other stuff. Some of this stuff is just so disgusting. So what have you ever had anything that you were just like, oh, my God?
Not me, but I am like a hawk with my husband, and it actually happened last weekend. We're outside in the yard. And I'm just looking at him while he's doing something. And he goes.
Notice an ingrown hair or something?
Yeah. And he goes, stop. I said, what? He goes, I know what you're looking at. You're seeing if there's anything for you to pop. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, I can just see it out of the corner of your eyes. And you're sharpening your talons right now to come at me. I don't know what it is about it. It's just. I don't know. I know tons of women that do it.
I get it.
There's something
look,
about it.
I was watching Dr. Pimple Popper the other day, and my son came walking in. He goes, why do you do this? I said, I don't know.
Amen.
I don't know, but I do.
I actually have tools.
Sink, what about you? You worked at a poop plant for 30 years. There had to be some sort of abscess growing off of you.
Well, I had a planter's wart once. That was pretty bad. Have you ever had a planter's wart?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
I haven't. Otis, you got anything disgusting?
No. I mean, this was the dumbest topic we've ever had.
I can't. It's a store, national story.
But it's still dumb.
Okay. Well, I'm stupid. What do you want out of me? Let's go to Troy and Wheeling. Expensive mistake. Troy, give me one.
I used to do conveyor belt repairs for the power company.
Okay.
Power plant. We were pulling a new belt on, and when you do this, you got to pull it off with the old belt. So I'm a skinny guy. I was trying to get under the belt and cut the old one out. I'm doing this without a thought. Suddenly my boss asked, where's the new belt? Where's the new belt start? I had cut about 20 feet into the new belt, costing that company around $40,000, not counting the extra hours we had to put in to fix this mistake.
And how'd that make you feel, Troy?
Oh, I thought I was going to lose my job right there. They sent me home, but they understood I was the new guy, and nobody was kind of giving me guidance. So
Yeah, but to this day, I still feel terrible about it.
Thank God for that. Troy, thanks for the call. The dude, what's your expensive mistake? I know what your wife's expensive mistake is. You.
Not really. It's an awesome mistake.
You're the only one who would consider that
it's
awesome.
It's still a mistake.
Yeah. So what's the expensive mistake?
I broke a telehandler in half work about 7 years ago.
What was it?
Cost about a telehandler. It's a machine. You wouldn't know what it is. It's actually an oversized forklift. Something us in the construction business use. You don't. It's work. So
yeah,
you don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't work, so I wouldn't. How much did that cost?
About $20,000.
Ouch.
Did that come out of your paycheck?
Oh, that's just for a couple days, bud. I'm all right.
Mr. Money. It's 46 after the hour. When we come back, Stink thought he was getting out of it. He's not. Real or fake news?
News Radio 1170. WWVA. Compelling talk, stirring conversation, and a stimulus payment not on the taxpayer's dime.
All right.
No way.
Listen for the keyword and enter it into our website for your chance at $1,000 with the $1,000 stimulus. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. If I ever get a second tattoo or even a third, I know where I'm going. Straight to Breaking Skin Tattoo in Bridgeport. I spent some time with owner Dennis the other day, was not only impressed by the decor inside, but also the business-like atmosphere, from the receptionist to the 8 tattoo artists who work 7 days a week. Breaking Skin Tattoo prioritizes professionalism with a clean and sanitary environment. So if you want a tattoo, piercing, microdermal, or non-laser tattoo removal, call Breaking Skin Tattoo in Bridgeport right now, or just simply walk right in.
Experience the thrill of a new Nissan at Straub Nissan at the Highlands, where every exciting new Nissan comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Right now, drive a sporty new Nissan Kicks loaded with great features from just $149 a month. Or drive a red-hot Rogue with all-wheel drive and more, now just $199 a month. Or save with 0% financing for up to 84 months on our most popular models. Hurry in now to Straub Nissan at the Highlands, or buy entirely online at straubnissan.com. Drive smart. Drive Straub. All with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Color Creek Coatings is the Valley's top choice for all things concrete. Plain or decorative driveways, sidewalks, patios, porches, pool decks, plus retaining walls and concrete countertops. Call ColorCrete at 304-905-8451 or stop by 29th and Oaf Street in Wheeling.
Belmont Hills Country Club, nestled quietly in the hills of St. Clairsville, Ohio, offers a beautiful view over their 18-hole golf course and driving range with a full-service pro shop on site. Belmont Hills Country Club also features a swimming pool and tennis courts for recreation. For a limited time only, Belmont Hills Country Club is offering a trial membership for just $1,499. Visit belmonthillscc.net or call 740-695-2181 today for more information about this great offer.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
Hi, I'm host Robin Roberts, and on a new podcast from iHeartRadio, COVID-19, Immunity in Our Community, we'll hear from Americans on the front lines and the doctors and medical experts who convinced them and their loved ones to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated. Listen to COVID-19 Immunity in Our Community on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. We can do this.
Home buyers looking for a house in the comfort of your home? Contact Karen DeRosa, Belmont County's top dollar producer at Harvey Goodman Realtor, about any home on the market. Call or text Karen 740-296-0062 or at clickkaren.com.
You don't make loans from a bank. You make loans from people. People you know and trust. People who take the time to get to know and understand you. At Unified Bank, we know how important the lending relationship is to you and to us. Always by your side, we are unified. Get to know your credit score. Unified Bank's Freedom Checking allows you to check your credit score anytime you like with Credit Sense, part of Unified's online and mobile banking experience. Always by your side. We are Unified. Member FDIC.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year. Their Barnesville location is now open and offering accessible, quality medical care to even more residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care in Barnesville accepts most insurance plans and provides services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, a primary care One Health program, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment for the Barnesville location. Call 740-699-0940.
Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy. Just letting you know, Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack is your place to stay and play. So listen up. The hotel is open for limited reservations from Thursday through Sunday nights and allows you to enjoy the fun all weekend long. What fun? Well, in the casino, you can catch their Friday Frenzy, Super Saturday, and Sunday Fun Day promotions. And don't forget to stop in the Sportsbook, where a full slate of pro games gives you the chance to cheer on your favorite teams. Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. All games are regulated by the West Virginia Lottery, and please play responsibly.
Bloom Daddy.
All right, welcome back to the show. The King of Stink thought he was going to get off the hook today.
Yeah.
But he's not. Now, I don't have five, and we had a lot of other stuff to talk about. That's why we didn't do the regular real or fake news segment. But we are definitely going to do something.
Maybe people don't like my smile. Maybe they don't like my hair, which is real, by the way. Look at that.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
Why you mad when I get real with you? You were made out of plastic, fake.
So it's just you three meatheads today. No callers. And the King of Stink, you're going first. You ready to do this?
No.
Well, you're going to do it. Here we go. Almost half of adults who have kids or pets are put off buying nice items for the house over fears they will be ruined by food, drink, and animal dribble. 67% currently have a sofa which has been stained by a child or an animal. So almost half of adults who have children or pets put off buying nice items for the house over fears they will be ruined. Is that real or fake news?
That's real.
Sam?
Real.
Otis?
Real.
All right. I greased you. I gave you an easy one first. You guys all want to know. All right. Sam, a woman in India trying to press charges against Prince Harry. Why? She claimed in a court petition that she had been contacted on social media by Prince Harry, and that after corresponding for a while, he told her he wanted to marry her. She also requested Indian authorities issue an international arrest warrant so that police from the UK could apprehend Harry and he could be forced to carry out the promise of marriage. So a woman demands Prince Harry is arrested after she was duped into believing he had proposed to her over social media. Is that real or fake news?
Real.
Otis?
I'm going to say real.
Stink?
Real.
Everybody's 2-0. Otis. Two drunk Frenchmen found themselves in big trouble after they watched a YouTube video that offered bogus tips about how they could get a bigger you-know-what. It told them to inject hemorrhoid cream into their unit to increase their girth. They decided to inject one another. The two men suffered from progressive painful swelling of the penis during the night. Went to the hospital the next morning. So two drunk friends injected their private parts with hemorrhoid cream in order to increase girth.
And they were in French, you said?
Two Frenchmen, yes. Oh, real or fake news?
Oh, it's 100% real.
Sam?
Real.
Stink?
That's CNN. That's fake.
It's real.
Ah!
And finally, last but not least, a desperate call from a city resident about a mysterious brown beast in a tree that was freaking out everybody in the neighborhood. Investigators arrived to find something in the tree. Said it had no legs or head. The mysterious beast turned out to be a croissant. So a mysterious headless beast spotted in a tree turns out to be a croissant. Stink, is that real or fake news?
That's fake.
Sam?
Fake?
Otis?
I'm going real.
It's real. Otis wins.
Again.
He goes 4-0.
Again. A croissant the size of a beast?
Listen, I didn't make it up. Oh. Obviously it was real.
Oh.
Stink, you lose once again.
What do you mean, obviously it was real?
You lose once again. After the show today, I've got an interview I'm going to play for you on Monday. There's a new Starz docuseries called Confronting a Serial Killer. This show, this docuseries, is going to profile the relationship between best-selling author Jillian Loren and the most prolific serial killer in American history, Samuel Little, who recently died in prison after avoiding capture for decades. So she's going to talk about his dark secrets, helping law enforcement solve several cold case murders, and why she feared she may become psychologically Samuel Little's last victim. Now, Samuel Little, and Sam, you pointed this out earlier, believe lived in the Cleveland area mm-hmm. for quite some time. He murdered in the Cleveland area. Matter of fact, in 2019, Cuyahoga County prosecutors announced indictments with four counts of aggravated murder, six counts of kidnapping that accused Little of killing Mary Jo Payton in 1984, Rose Evans in 1991 in Cleveland. He confessed to killing another Cleveland woman in 1977 or 78. The woman murdered in 77 or 78 was found in 1983 in Willoughby Hills, Ohio. He also confessed to killing one woman in Akron. Do you like serial killer shows?
I have said for a while, if there is a list where they're watching what we entertain ourselves with on podcasts or true crime, I'm on a list somewhere, because everything true crime, I just
Otis, go after. You like this stuff or no?
I do. I watch it more on, I think, Netflix or right. one of those things than I do any of the other ones, because they just start to repeat themselves in some of these shows.
Stink, what about you? You like
yeah.
this stuff?
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get Starz, so I'm pretty
okay.
watching this.
Yeah, I was watching one on Investigation Discovery last night mm-hmm. About a woman in college, law school. I believe it was down in Georgia, and she lived in like a four-room apartment mm-hmm. kind of thing. And somebody broke in, and she was just gone. They found her torso in the garbage outside, just her torso. She had been cut up. But the shows that I like that one I watched last night, they actually show the real live, or not live, but the real footage from the interrogation room.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they're interviewing these
not
individuals.
Not the
mock-ups. Right, yeah. Not the mock-ups. When you see the actual people being questioned and their reactions, and in this case, the local TV news, when this woman was missing before they found the torso, interviewed him because he lived right next door. And he's like, yeah, you know, we're in shock. We don't know where she went. And he's the killer. You know, so I like when they interject the real life interviews and interrogations in there, because that stuff's really good. So anyway, I'm doing this at 9:40 today. I will play it for you on Monday. For the King of Stink, Sam and Otis, I'm Bloom Daddy. Have a great weekend, a safe weekend. We'll see you back here Monday, same time, same place. Before I hit you from the blind side, taking your sleeves off. As much as we small, still hard to please, boss. Don't be lying, be crying, suck it up as a loss. Cause your axe is whack, your whole label is wrong.